So I had a cat. I had a cat that was dumped on my doorstep. I had a cat. It was like right before the pandemic. And a couple of my friends, my friend and his wife, both got kicked out of the Navy at the same time. It was so cute. They did everything together. And my friend says, look, I need some space. I need some time. I need you to take care of my cat for a little bit. Now, I'm a cat person. I love cats. I've had cats all my life, raised them all my life. So I tell him, Zach, absolutely not. I know what it takes to raise a cat, right? I'm a student. I have no money. I have no job. I have no time. I can't raise a cat. And one thing I know about this cat is he has something called FIV. Now, for those of you who don't know, that's HIV, but for cats, feline HIV. So if I needed to go somewhere, I couldn't leave him with somebody who also had a cat, because this cat would give their cat FIV. So I couldn't do it. It would be an inconvenience. So he said, Josh, just you have to take care of this cat. I was like, actually, Zach, no, I don't. He was like, well, if you don't take the cat, I'm going to give him to a shelter. And I was like, that doesn't sound like my choice, but go ahead, go with God. And he was like, look, just take this cat for one night. One night, and in the morning, if you still don't want this cat, let me know. I say yes. I'm like, yeah, I can take the cat. That's fine. I've got a heart of stone, all right? I'm not going to take this cat. I can spend a night with him. It's fine. So, of course, he gives me the biggest, fluffiest, orange tabby cat you've ever met. He crawls into my lap, cuddles up to me, purrs louder than I've ever heard a cat purr. And the next morning, I'm like, all right, how long do you need me to take care of this cat for? And he was like, 1 month. 1 month tops. And I was like, okay, 1 month, 1 month I can do. For the next 3 years, this cat makes my life a living nightmare. That first night was the best night I ever had with this cat, all right? He meows so loud, okay? It actually gave me headaches. I had neighbors checking up on me, like, what are you doing to this cat? And I was like, nothing I haven't fantasized about. Yeah. It was always about food too, right? Like he wasn't like, nothing was wrong. He just always wanted food. Sometimes he would decide at 3 a.m. that he wanted breakfast, and he would decide to let me know that by clawing my face. So in the morning, I'm walking into work looking like Scar from The Lion King because my cat wanted a midnight snack. And my friends are like, are you okay? I'm like, things aren't so good at home. You know? Like, there was one time, and this was the only time I got him to stop begging for food. So he, it was like a bad time in my life. I had just started a job, wasn't paying that great. So I was broke. Now, it was the day before payday, so I could get him food the next day. I had given him breakfast. I just needed dinner. So I got some rice. I cooked up some rice. I put it in a bowl, and I put it in front of him. He's been meowing all night, of course. Also all day. Also the morning, and also the night before. And he goes up to the bowl, and he looks at the bowl, and he looks at me. And then back at the bowl, and back at me. Now, cats don't have facial expressions, right? But I knew exactly the look on his face. He looked at me, and he goes, we're poor, aren't we? And I look down at him, and I just nod. I just nod my head, and he looks away. He walks away. He doesn't meow for the rest of the night. It was insane. And he also didn't eat the rice. He didn't want the rice. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, you know, he was completely devoid of empathy. And also, you know, he's a cat, right? So, like, they don't know much about the human experience. But put a bowl of rice in front of this fucking thing, and he turns into Paul Krugman. He internalizes the concept of money and knows we have none, and then poor shames me for it. He's like, oh, you can't give me food? You want to give me this? No, you eat it. Anyway. I digress. He was so obsessed with food that when I realized, it wasn't until he stopped eating that I realized something was wrong. He was getting a little lethargic. He wouldn't touch his food. I brought him to the vet. Lo and behold, he has pancreatitis and hepatitis at the same time. So I'm trying to give him like his favorite food. I'm putting it in front of him. He's not eating it. He's not biting. The vet has to take, like, to feed him, put a tube down his throat and put the food directly into his stomach. That wasn't sustainable for very long. You can't do that forever. So the next step was for me to take him home and try to syringe food directly down his throat. So I'm sitting there, like, in a bathtub for nights on end, just with him wrapped around in a towel trying to syringe food down his mouth. It was awful. And the whole time, he was just getting weaker and weaker. He was getting jaundiced. You know, his skin was turning yellow. His eyes were turning yellow. And it was not very long that I was told, look, it's time. You did all you could. There's nothing left to be done here. So cats with FIV, they can't go outside. And he always wanted to go outside. He would stare out the window and, you know, fantasize about being out there doing whatever cats do. So the last day, I was like, okay, screw it. You know, I'll take him outside. You know, he's going to be put down later that day. And he could barely lift himself up just to sniff the plants or enjoy the outdoors or anything like that. And I was right there next to him when he was put down. I was petting him. He looked confused. There was no amount of rice in the world that could explain mortality to him. So, so I learned a lot about I think myself, about relationships through my experience with Snickers. honestly, I didn't know what I had until I was losing him. I spent so much of my time with him, like, bemoaning the fact of his existence. And then when he was finally going, when I was finally losing him, I was fighting and clawing to keep him alive, keep him there. I just wanted him to scream, scratch my face, do whatever to show me he was alive. But it was too late. So, you know, I mean, I think my takeaway is love the ones you're with. Don't take the things you love for granted. And, you know, knowing what I know now about having Snickers, owning a cat, and looking back on it, I think the next time I get a pet, I'm going to get a fucking dog.